I already said in Medjugorje, the attitude of the Christian towards the future should be one of hope in salvation. Those who think only of wars, evils, and punishments are ill-advised. If you dwell on evil, punishment, or wars, you are on the road to encountering them. Rather, your responsibility is to accept divine peace, to live it, and to spread it. And recently, Our Lady is inviting us. Yeah. Oh, you know the message that she gave a few months ago? Those who pray, which means who take God in, who allow life to dwell within them, those who pray do not fear the future, and those who fast do not fear evil. Please write that in golden letters in your homes. I repeat, those who pray do not fear the future, and those who fast do not fear evil. Do you get the point? It is very good that we come into a habit, a blessed habit, a very, very powerful habit. We have to decide from now onwards to be blessers of whatever happens. Whatever your situation is now, maybe you heard that you are ill of cancer. Lord, I bless you for my situation. I bless you for what you want to do with this, whether you will heal me or whether you will have another way for me. I'm in your hands, Lord. I belong to you. I bless you for the plan that you have through that. Lord, today the sun is shining. My children are coming to visit me and we are going to have a nice time together. I bless you, Lord, for this time together, for this sun, for the joy of love, for the joy of a family. Lord, I lost my husband. I bless you, Lord, for the day you have chosen to take him back home. It's your choice, Lord, and it's divine, and I bless you, and I thank you. You know, the devil is very clever to introduce in our hearts something that will kill the blessing. And you know what it is? The feeling of frustration. Now, beware. Each time you realize that you have in your heart a feeling of frustration, be sure that the enemy has got a hold of you somehow, more or less. And in order to defeat him, bless. Bless the reason, the very reason why you feel frustrated, and you'll be the winner, as Mary, as Joseph, as Jesus. They have always blessed, and this is why Jesus was doing the work of salvation. That's why he's a savior, because he has always done the will of his Father. He has always been involved in the work, in the plan, in the will of his Father. He came to fulfill the will of his Father. And you know what the plan is? The plan is simple. Your Father in heaven does not want that one single of these little ones be lost. And I've come to seek and to bring back the lost. This is the plan. And each time we bless, each time we overcome the feeling through the grace of God, of course. We overcome, we defeat the feeling of the enemy, who he is a frustrated one by excellence. Each time we have the victory over the frustration or over the fears that he wants to fit in our heart, each time we bless instead, each time we gave a hand to Jesus to save the world, because we are not on earth to dwell in human homes. You are on earth to prepare our only home that exists forever. And our home, says Our Lady, is in heaven. And each time we bless, we make a step forward towards home. And this is why Our Lady in these days tells us, convert, which means, come home, my children. Come home, convert, and kneel in the silence of your heart. Put God in the center of your being, so that in that way you can witness in joy the beauty that God continually gives in your life. You want to know about the future? You want to know what the future is? The beauty that God continually gives in your life. And in my life, in your life, we will allow God to be the winner, to be the savior. Are you ready? Are you ready to bless whatever happens to you? Like this old man, like this old priest? Are you ready to thank God with gratitude for whatever he has in store for you? And especially when it comes against your plan, that's divine, praise God.